I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The road to next month's economic summit in London seems to get bumpier every day. Finance ministers from the world's top 20 economies are gathering this weekend to try to pave the way for a global strategy to combat the recession. But right now, there's more division than unity when it comes to finding the right fix. Roughly, U.S. and Japan favor stimulating economies by spending lots of tax money. Europeans prefer tightening regulations so bankers and financial institutions will not be able to repeat the hijinks that brought on the crisis. The world's Laura Lynch reports.
Expectations are high, and the finance ministers meeting just south of London this weekend know it. Even observers who suffer summit fatigue, like Andrew Hilton of the Center for Financial Innovation, know this one is different.
I'm deeply skeptical most of the time about any of these meetings that has a G at the front of it, G5, G7, G8, G20, G30, G70. You know, there have been so many attempts to reorganize the global governance structure in the world, and none of them really has come to anything. But I think this is genuinely an important meeting because the global economy is in such a dreadful state.
Much of the focus is on what the Obama administration is bringing to the table. This week, one of the British government's top civil servants admitted it was almost impossible to even get answers from the U.S. delegation because President Obama has fallen far behind in filling so many critical posts. The former British ambassador to Washington, Sir Christopher Meyer, calls that a bad sign.
I'm particularly worried by the late arrival of the Americans to the game. Nothing is going to be achieved unless the Americans are on board and make a real effort in London. If that is not going to prove possible, then I think we're all going to be very disappointed.
But as he arrived for the first meetings today, Britain's finance minister, Alistair Darling, downplayed the talk of America's absence.
I've talked to Dim Geithner. We've made a lot of progress in the last few weeks. Inevitably, when you get a change of administration, then it takes some time, especially in the United States, where you have a long transition period. But frankly, I'm pretty happy with the level of engagement.
Whatever its level of engagement, the U.S. is clear on its priority, a global stimulus package to create jobs and confidence. Germany is resisting, worried it will create too much government debt. But former Danish finance minister Poul Nyrup Rasmussen says Germany isn't alone.
I wouldn't blame the Germans for a weak European position. I would say France and the French government is not very supportive either. Even if we cannot agree in London, which I hope we can, on a common coordinated approach, Europe will be forced to do something more in June. So why not do it now?
The president of the World Bank, Robert Zoellick, is hoping for more focus on the troubled banking sector.
I am concerned about fixing the banking system, because if you don't get the banking system working again, a stimulus is like a sugar high. It'll give some money pumping through the system, but then it's like eating a bar of chocolate. An hour later, you don't feel the same energy. So you got to fix the banking system, and that's one of the issues that I think all countries are still struggling with.
Zoellick is sounding warnings about doing too little, suggesting there's a real danger of social unrest if there isn't more help for the poorest and most vulnerable. Economist Andrew Hilton agrees that's a real risk, but he also sees a shadow being cast over the summit. It's the shadow of the Great Depression. World leaders met in London in 1933 for 15 days, but that meeting was shunned by Franklin Roosevelt. The summit failed, and the world collapsed into protectionism. Hilton is worried it could happen all over again.
Well, I think there are real fears that history is repeating itself in that we are just on the edge of going in the same direction as the Europeans and the Americans did in the 1930s of restricting trade.
Everyone agrees on the need to work together, on the need for a global plan. But with just over 2 weeks to go before presidents and prime ministers arrive here, the debate about which direction to take, stimulate or regulate, is getting in the way of fixing the stricken world economy. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.